Book 1. The Storm and Carthage. I sing of arms, and the man who first from Troy's shores, fate's fugitive, came to Italy and Lavinium's coast. A man much tossed on land and sea by the gods' force, through Juno's mindful fury. He suffered greatly in war until he could found a city and bring his gods to Latium, whence the Latins would spring, the Alban fathers, and Rome, with its lofty walls. Muse, tell me the reasons why a wounded power divine, a queen of the gods, in anger, compelled him to go through so many dangers, a man outstanding for loyalty, and to struggle so long. Can celestial spirits harbor such wrath? There was an ancient city, some Tyrian settlers held it, named Carthage, far away from the Tiber's mouth and from Italy, rich in resources, most fierce in war, which Juno is said to have favored above all cities, above even Samos. Here she planned a center for all the nations, if fate should allow. She had set her heart for a long time now on this. But she had heard that a race of Trojan blood would one day overturn those Tyrian towers. From this race would rise a folk to rule proudly in war, and widely, and to destroy Libya. So spoke the fates. Thus Juno, afraid, remembering the ancient war, the first that she fought at Troy, for her precious Greeks. Not yet had the cause of her anger, her keen chagrin, fallen away from her heart. There remained in her soul, deep set, the judgment of Paris, the insult he gave her beauty scorned. That hateful race, the honors of Ganymede kidnapped. Enraged, she had driven the Trojans left alive by the Greeks and the cruel Achilles across the entire ocean, had driven them far from the coast of Latium. They had wandered for many years, pursued by the fates across every sea. So great was the task to found the race and the city of Rome. With Sicily scarcely lost sight of, upon the deep they gave sails to the wind, and gaily thrust the bronze prow through the salt foam. Then Juno, nursing her endless hurt in her breast, gave voice to these words, to herself. Am I to be conquered, to give up my plans in defeat, nor keep off the Trojan king from Italy? I suppose it's the fates that forbid. Could Athena burn up the fleet of the Argives and drown them deep in the sea, because of the madness and crime of Ajax alone? She hurled Jove's rapid fire out of the clouds, scattered their ships, and upturned the ocean with winds, and transfixed him, half dead, with flames that pierced through his chest, snatched him up in a whirlwind, and stuck him upon a sharp cliff. Look, I, who walk as a queen of the gods, who am sister and wife to Jove, wage war for so many years with one people alone. And who is it worships my power any longer? What suppliant honors my altar with gifts? Inflamed, and turning such thoughts about in her mind, she came to the country of clouds, distended with furious winds, to Aeolia. Here, in a measureless cave, King Aeolus governs the struggling winds, the loud storms, with his will, and controls them in chains and a prison house. Angry, they loudly protest against their confinement, the hill that lies over them. He sits on a high citadel, holding his scepter. He soothes them and tempers their wrath. If he did not, they'd carry the seas and the lands and the sky away with them all, and sweep them through upper air. But the Almighty Father has hidden them in a dark cave.